وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير and آمين to all your beautiful دعاز. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and your family and on all the Muslimin. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you a story from the Masnawi of Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh regarding a person by the name of Nasuh and his sincere Tawbah. Now this person by the name of Nasuh, his features resembled that of a woman, and his voice also had a female tendency in it. And his response, he was appointed in the king's palace to bathe the daughters of the elite and the ladies of the king's household. And he donned himself with the garments of ladies, and he posed as a messuas. Now, because he also had sexual desires within him, he fulfilled his carnal desires by attending to the ladies of the royal household. And whenever he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his cruel inner self, his nafsi zalim, would make him break that tawbah that he had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day he heard, you know, this helpless soul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he heard that a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious person, has come. So he went to this pious person and he said, please remember me in your dua. So the dua of this pious person transcended the seven heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the plea of this helpless servant whose name was Nasuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite power, made a cause and a reason for the pardon of Nasuh. And this manifested itself in a very, very beautiful manner, that once there was a very, very expensive pearl, and this particular pearl belonged to somebody from the royal household, and it was missing from the lady's cloakroom. So immediately on this becoming news amongst all the inmates and those who were present there, an order was given that the hammam khana, the royal bath, the doors must be locked, and a search would begin. And when they continued searching and they couldn't find that pearl, that valuable pearl, a call was given that now the time has come that all those that are present here, they will have to remove their clothing, strip and become naked. When this message came into the ears, you know, when he heard this voice making this announcement, a shiver went down his spine. And because in reality he was a man, but he appeared as a woman, and he served, you know, as a servant, you know, in the royal bath. And he thought to himself that this day I'm going to be disgraced. And the king, you know, out of his respect and reputation, is going to take revenge upon me. And there's no lesser punishment than being executed for me. Because the offense is very, very severe. This state of affairs led Nasu quickly into a state of seclusion. Face yellowed up, lips blue, full of fear. And Nasu is gazing and staring at death in front of him. And he was quivering and shaking. And in this condition, he fell down prostrate on the ground in sajda, and he started crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, "Oh my Lord, oh my Rabb, I had adopted the wrong path. I made tawbah so many times, and I broke my commitment to you over and over again. Oh Allah, oh my Rabb, now whatever treatment you wish is worthy of me, let the treatment come to pass, because from every organ of my body, the serpents of evil are coming out. If the search for the pearl passes by all those people, you know, who are among the other female servants in that particular chamber, and it comes to me, then, oh Allah, my life will be in absolute danger, and I can see death staring me in the face. Oh Allah, on this one occasion, if you conceal my faults, then I am making istighfar from every despicable act. I am pleading to you, my Allah, O my Sattar, the concealer of faults. O my Rabb, O my Lord, in my liver and within myself, the flames of sorrow are burning bright. And through my plea and supplication unto you, you can see the condition of my heart, that in what state of helplessness I am, and what feeling has overtaken me. Nasu was crying in front of his Lord. Then a voice came to him, and he heard that everybody has been searched. Now Nasu, you come forward, and you become naked. He just had to hear this, that he has to now remove his clothing, and his secret will be revealed. In that particular state, he became unconscious, and his ruh and his soul started strolling in the realm above by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the short while he was unconscious. His soul had drawn close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the oceans of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became manifest at that time, that somebody called out that the pearl has been found. Nasu was absolutely delighted after he regained consciousness, and that this reality had dawned upon him, that the pearl has been found, all the ladies in the royal chamber apologized to him for the mistrust they had for him and the inconvenience they had put him through. And, you know, this mistrust and suspicion, they say, consumed your flesh. We backbited about you. Please forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated Nasuh because of this particular position. And Nasuh was saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lessons we learn from here is that even if a person has transgressed the limits and the bounds, but he's never ever despondent of the mercy of Allah, Allah will help him. And he had absolute faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in this polluted state, he put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of every reform. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you achieve your goal if you are sincere in your repentance and you want to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this story of humility and crying, being inclined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a very, very valuable lesson for us. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with great fortitude, stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent sincerely. Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab mentioned in one of his discourses that tawbatan nasuha is like the milk that comes out from the udder of a cow and it cannot return. In the same way, we make such tawbah that we will never ever return to sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.